USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration is telling Americans who receive the Pfizer, BioNTech, or Moderna coronavirus vaccines they should get a booster shot 8 months after their second vaccine dose. But less data is available on the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and the Fed's recommendation does not apply to the nearly 14 million Americans who receive the J&J vaccine at this time. Ashraf Ghani, the exiled president of Afghanistan, says he was expelled and would have been hanged had he remained in country instead of leaving. He posted the claim on Facebook Wednesday. He also claimed that he arrived in the United Arab Emirates without any money, rejecting accusations that he stole $169 million from his government. A Chinese satellite mysteriously broke apart in March, scattering into a dozen pieces. Harvard astronomer Jonathan McDowell says a chunk of an old Russian rocket appears to have crashed into the Chinese satellite. USA Radio News.
I'm looking forward to a playdate with my granddaughter.
Nana! I can't wait to get together with my friends for a backyard barbecue.
If you're 65 or older, you're starting to get back to doing things you love. Did you know even healthy adults 65 and older are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia? It's a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Ask your doctor or pharmacist today about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
ADHD is one of the most common neurodevelopmental disorders of children. Kids with ADHD may have trouble paying attention or controlling impulsive behaviors. There's some more bad news on that front. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
A new study shows only 1 in 10 kids will outgrow ADHD. The University of Washington School of Medicine in Seattle tracked over 100 kids for 16 years and found most kids will likely have symptoms fade in and out as they mature from children to teens to adults. Very few will have full remission of symptoms. Doctors now describe ADHD as waxing and waning or a dynamic fluctuating disorder. Overall, the study found that 2/3 of children will experience periods of remission and recurrence of symptoms throughout adolescence. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Afghan protesters against the Taliban takeover have been murdered by suspected Taliban soldiers. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Protests broke out Wednesday in the Afghan city of Jalalabad as a group of residents removed the Taliban flag from the town square, replacing it with the Afghan flag. Witnesses say Taliban fighters beat some of those protesters and fired into the crowd. Writer Khaled Hosseini says that people left behind in Afghanistan are worried that's a sign that the Taliban will not live up to its current moderate positions it's been espousing in Afghan media. The author of The Kite Runner and Kabul Native tells ABC News that he's already heard of the Taliban returning to the more oppressive ways of their first rule.
What I'm hearing is a sense of skepticism about the Taliban between what the sort of the Taliban officials who are going on television and radio are saying, that they're changing their ways and that they are going to respect human rights and allow women to have rights and so forth, and what we're kind of hearing about the street. And
a 2017 Texas statute outlawing an abortion method commonly used to end second trimester pregnancies was upheld Wednesday by a federal appeals court in New Orleans, Louisiana. The law prohibits the use of forceps to remove a fetus from the womb, what supporters call a dismemberment abortion, without first using an injected drug or a suction procedure to ensure the fetus is dead. Abortion rights advocates argue that the law, known as SB 8, effectively outlaws what has often been the safest method of abortion for women in the second trimester of pregnancy. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.